Today is National Voter Registration Day. In New York City, hundreds of volunteers spanned out throughout the subway system. Their aim was to register 10,000 new voters. WBAI's Linda Perry was at Times Square today and files this report.
There are many reasons people don't register to vote. Some feel disenfranchised, as if their vote does not matter. They feel disappointed, alienated from a system they say does not represent them, their community, or their interests. Some are fearful. By registering, they worry they may be getting illegals in their families or communities in trouble. Nobody cares. Our vote doesn't count. Our issues aren't the priority. There aren't enough elected officials that represent our issues. These are more reasons people don't vote.
There's a lot of hate speech going on, particularly towards Muslims, in New York as well as across the country, and people are feeling marginalized and isolated and are really disconnecting themselves from the democratic process.
Linda Sarsour is with the Arab American Association of New York. She represents the Verrazano Coalition in South Brooklyn and Staten Island.
And our work is to say, no, your vote does count, and it counts on a local level. And we have this respect and dignity for all campaign that allows people to think about themselves from a place of self-worth and dignity, that you are a community that has worth. You are business owners, you are students, you are neighbors, and you are citizens of the city.
Sarsour says they have connected the democratic process in the United States to the revolutions in the Arab world and the Arab Spring.
Their brothers and sisters are taking to the streets to demand freedom and democracy. And what we're telling our community is that you have that right here in the United States, and you need to use that in honor of your brothers and sisters who are risking their lives every day.
According to Sarsour, Arab American and Muslim Americans realize that their participation here in the U.S. directly affects issues and policies in the Arab world.
So when we are engaged here in the U.S. and we have elected officials who stand for peace and dignity on the other side of the world and friendship and diplomacy, we will see a different shift in perception of Americans on the other side of the world. And in light of the protest, we as media focus on the very, very few of people who are violently protesting and not looking at the majority of people and how we lived vicariously through people in Tahrir Square in Egypt who brought down an oppressive regime like Mubarak.
Imams throughout the city will be the megaphones into the Arab Muslim community, where the topic of sermons will be voter engagement. There's a staggering statistic nationwide, which is that 50% of young people are not registered to vote.
That is a huge number. You know, we're looking at, 50% of our young community between the age of 18 and 25 don't really understand how important it is to be involved in not only your local elections, but the national elections.
Actor and chair of Voto Latino is Wilmer Valderrama. He works to engage youth, media, technology, and celebrities to promote positive change. He says, we are experiencing a moment of crisis.
It goes to tell you that if we were to reach the full potential of the voters, if that 50% would engage and that other percentage of the land community were to engage, you have a very influential force that could truly, really help shape and tailor the country to the place where we need to be.
And so what do you think are some of the causes of the youth not being registered?
I think a lot of disappointments. I think there's been a lot of disappointment in the system. And I think I feel like at the same time, it comes from generations. A lot of people don't really embrace the vote. They don't feel like it matters. They don't feel like their voice is really heard, or they actually have an actual platform to really speak their minds. But what they don't know is that thanks to today's age, social media and, social networking and all of that, their voice is really the voice that actually decides where we need to be.
Do you think there's fear? Perhaps their parents are undocumented or their community?
There's a lot of fear. I think that specifically with the Latin community, there's this fear that if you register to vote, they're going to find out if you're legal or illegal and all that. But your son is 18 years old and he represents your household somehow. Dong Chao has a voice and has now your family vote. Ultimately, it's that young generation that is going to tailor the best outcome for the community itself and for the Latino community that's fast and growing in America.
And what about the Dreamers?
Yeah, and when it comes to the Dreamers, I really believe that if you want to be an educated front, if you actually want to be part of the national community, in the most involved and effective and involved as possible. Look, I think it's about embracing who's here to really do what they're supposed to do. And a big number of the population, a big number of this immigration percentage really is here because they want to be here and they want to be part of this country and they want to work. And I think that they should be allowed to dream out loud.
Today's New York City voter registration drive was organized by NYPIRG, the New York Public Interest Research Group. Neil Rosenstein is their campaign manager. He says in New York City, 1 million New Yorkers are not registered to vote. Statewide, the figure is approximately 2 million. He has a message for New Yorkers.
And if you want your voices heard in November, whether it's about issues you care about, it could be fracking in our water supply, it could be financial aid for students, it could be a host of other issues from healthcare and the like, go and do it. It's simple, it's quick, it's easy, it's painless.
The deadline for registering to vote is October 12th. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.